No matter who you are, no matter where you have been, no matter where you are right now, you are welcome here. Welcome to Daily Audio Bible Chronological. I'm Jill, and today, I'm sure I checked, is the 17th day of July. Welcome, everyone. It's so good to be here with you on this day. We have turned the page on the story of our lives. We have turned the page in God's holy word, which is the reason why we are all here today. And I want to acknowledge, I know there is a lot going on in the world. There's a lot going on in our lives, a lot of turmoil sometimes. The devastation can feel really heavy sometimes. We can get really glued to the news during those times and feel like we need to know the outcomes, and we just need to know because people tell us you gotta know what's going on. And I would just encourage us today that if it's too much, if it's too heavy, if it's affecting your thoughts, if you are consumed by these thoughts and needing to know, then it's affecting your mind, which is affecting your mental health, which will affect your heart. Feel no obligation to stay glued to the turmoil. We can have compassion. We can lift our brothers and sisters up in prayer, and sometimes that just feels so trite. It feels so not enough. There are things, very tangible things that we can do that we're not doing, obviously. They're not for somebody else to do, they're for us to do, but we reach sometimes within the parameters that we can reach and touch. And obviously, if God moves on your heart to reach beyond, we reach beyond, but let not your heart get heavy. Let not your thoughts get consumed with what is happening. I don't have a good platitude or a saying to console the heaviness and just to remove it and take it all away. Those just don't work for a lot of people anymore, including myself. So we acknowledge the heaviness. We acknowledge the weight of the world. We can't avoid it. We live in this world, but we can also invite the healer of our brokenness and the comforter in, and to console us, to nurture us, to grieve with us. And we can do that together in this community. But if you are carrying the heaviness, it's okay to just turn it off, to guard your heart, to guard your mind, to protect your mind, and to safeguard it here. This is what we're doing today in the Word, and even the Word is heavy right now, so heaviness upon heaviness can make us feel cemented down, and before we get to that point, maybe we can just lay it down for a little while and restore our minds and our hearts. Maybe just get beside some still waters and let God restore our soul. Today we're going to continue in the book of Isaiah, reading chapters 18 through 22. And today we are reading the New Revised Standard Version, updated edition, Isaiah chapter 18. An oracle concerning Cush. Woe, land of buzzing wings beyond the rivers of Cush, sending ambassadors by the Nile in vessels of papyrus on the waters. Go, you swift messengers, to a nation tall and smooth, to a people feared near and far, a nation mighty and conquering whose land the rivers divide. All you inhabitants of the world, you who live on the earth, when a signal is raised on the mountains, look. When a trumpet is blown, listen. For thus the Lord said to me, I will quietly look from my dwelling, like the clear heat in sunshine, like a cloud of dew in the heat of harvest. For before the harvest, when the blossom is over and the flower becomes a ripening grape, he will cut off the shoots with pruning hooks, and the spreading branches he will hew away. They shall all be left to the birds of prey of the mountains and to the animals of the earth. And the birds of prey will summer on them, and to all the animals of the earth will winter on them. At that time, gifts will be brought to the Lord of hosts from a people tall and smooth, from a people feared near and far, a nation mighty and conquering, whose land the rivers divide, to Mount Zion, the place of the name of the Lord of hosts. An oracle concerning Egypt. See, the Lord is riding on a swift cloud and comes to Egypt. The idols of Egypt will tremble at his presence, and the heart of the Egyptians will melt within them. I will stir up Egyptians against Egyptians, and they will fight one against the other, neighbor against neighbor, city against city, kingdom against kingdom. The spirit of the Egyptians within them will be emptied out, and I will confound their plans. They will consult the idols and the spirits of the dead, and the ghosts and the familiar spirits. I will deliver the Egyptians into the hand of a hard master. A fierce king will rule over them, says the Sovereign, the Lord of hosts. The waters of the Nile will be dried up, and the river will be parched and dry. Its canals will become foul, and the branches of Egypt's Nile will diminish and dry up. Reeds and rushes will rot away. The reeds beside the Nile, all that is sown by the Nile, will dry up, be driven away, and be no more. Those who fish will mourn. All who cast hooks in the Nile will lament. All those who spread nets on the water will languish. The workers in flax will be in despair, and the carders and those at the loom will grow pale. Its weavers will be dismayed, and all who work for wages will be grieved. Clearly the princes of Zoan are foolish. The wise counselors of Pharaoh give stupid counsel. How can you say to Pharaoh, I am one of the sages, a descendant of ancient kings? Where now are your sages? Let them tell you and make known what the Lord of hosts has planned against Egypt. The princes of Zoan have become fools, and the princes of Memphis are deluded. Those who are the cornerstones of its tribes have led Egypt astray. The Lord has poured into them a spirit of confusion, and they have made Egypt stagger in all its doings, as a drunkard staggers around in his vomit. Neither head nor tail, palm branch or reed, will be able to do anything for Egypt. On that day, the Egyptians will be like women and tremble with fear before the hand that the Lord of hosts raises against them. And the land of Judah will become a terror to the Egyptians. Everyone to whom it is mentioned will fear because of the plan that the Lord of hosts is planning against them. On that day, there will be five cities in the land of Egypt that speak the language of Canaan and swear allegiance to the Lord of hosts. One of these will be called the City of the Sun. On that day, there will be an altar to the Lord in the midst of the land of Egypt, and a pillar to the Lord at its border. It will be a sign and a witness to the Lord of hosts in the land of Egypt. When they cry to the Lord because of oppressors, he will send them a savior and will defend and deliver them. The Lord will make himself known to the Egyptians, and the Egyptians will know that the Lord on that day will serve with sacrifice and offerings, and they will make vows to the Lord and perform them. The Lord will strike Egypt, striking but healing, so that they will return to the Lord, and he will listen to their supplications and heal them. On that day there will be a highway from Egypt to Assyria, and the Assyrian will come into Egypt, and the Egyptian into Assyria, and the Egyptians will serve with the Assyrians. On that day, Israel will be the third party with Egypt and Assyria, a blessing in the midst of the earth, whom the Lord of hosts has blessed, saying, Blessed be Egypt, my people, and Assyria, the work of my hands, and Israel, my heritage. In the year that the commander-in-chief who was sent by King Sargon of Assyria came to Ashdod and fought against it and took it, at that time the Lord had spoken to Isaiah, son of Amoz, saying, Go and loose the sackcloth from your loins and take your sandals off your feet. And he had done so, walking naked and barefoot. Then the Lord said, Just as my servant Isaiah has walked naked and barefoot for 3 years as a sign and a portent against Egypt and Cush, so shall the king of Assyria lead away the Egyptians as captives and the Cushites as exiles, both the young and the old, naked and barefoot, with buttocks uncovered to the shame of Egypt. And they shall be dismayed and confounded because of Cush, their hope, and of Egypt, their boast. On that day, the inhabitants of this coastland will say, See, this is what has happened to those in whom we hoped, and to whom we fled for help and deliverance from the king of Assyria. And we, how shall we escape? The oracles concerning the wilderness of the sea. As whirlwinds and the Negeb sweep on, it comes from the desert, from a terrible land. A stern vision is told to me. The betrayer betrays, and the destroyer destroys. Go up, O Elam. Lay siege, O Media. All the sighing she has caused, I bring to an end. Therefore, my loins are filled with anguish. Pangs have seized me, like the pangs of a woman in labor. I am bowed down so that I cannot hear. I am dismayed so that I cannot see. My mind reels. Horror has appalled me. The twilight I longed for has been turned for me into trembling. They prepare the table. They spread the rugs. They eat. They drink. Rise up, commanders. Oil the shield. For thus the Lord said to me, Go post a lookout. Let him announce what he sees. When he sees riders, horsemen in pairs, riders on donkeys, riders on camels, let him watch closely, very closely. Then the watcher called out, Upon a watchtower I stand, O Lord, continually by day, and at my post I am stationed throughout the night. Look, there they come, riders, horsemen in pairs. Then he responded, Fallen. Fallen is Babylon, and all the images of her gods, like shattered on the ground. O my threshed and winnowed one, what I have heard from the Lord of hosts, the God of Israel, I announce to you. The oracle concerning Duma. One is calling to me from Seir. Sentinel, what of the night? Sentinel, what of the night? The sentinel says, Morning comes, and also the night. If you will inquire, inquire, come back again. The oracle concerning the desert plain. In the scrub of the desert plain you will lodge, O caravans of Dedanites. Bring water to the thirsty, O inhabitants of the land of Tema. Meet the fugitive with bread, for they have fled from the swords, from the drawn sword, from the bent bow, and from the stress of battle. For thus the Lord said to me, Within a year, according to the years of a hired worker, all the glory of Kedar will come to an end, and the remaining bows of Kedar's warriors will be few, for the Lord, the God of Israel, has spoken. the oracle concerning the valley of vision. What has happened that you have gone up, all of you, to the housetops? City full of shouting, tumultuous city, panic-stricken town? Your slain are not slain by the sword, nor are they dead in battle. Your rulers have all fled together. They were captured without the use of a bow. All of your people who were found were captured, though they had fled far away. Therefore, I said, look away from me. Let me weep bitter tears. Do not try to comfort me for the destruction of my beloved people. For the Lord God of hosts has a day of tumult and trampling and confusion in the valley of vision, a battering down of walls and a cry for help to the mountains. Elam bore the quiver with chariots and cavalry, and Kir uncovered the shield. Your choicest valleys were full of chariots, and the cavalry took their stand at the gates. He has taken away the covering of Judah. On that day you looked to the weapons of the house of the forest, and you saw that there were many breaches in the city of David, and you collected the waters of the lower pool. You counted the houses of Jerusalem, and you broke down the houses to fortify the wall. You made a reservoir between the two walls for the water of the old pool, but you did not look to him who did it, or have regard for him who planned it long ago. On that day, the Lord God of hosts called for weeping and mourning, for baldness and putting on sackcloth, but instead there was joy and festivity, killing oxen and slaughtering sheep, eating meat and drinking wine. Let us eat and drink, for tomorrow we die. The Lord of hosts have revealed himself in my ears. Surely this iniquity will not be forgiven you until you die, says the Lord God of hosts. Thus says the Lord God of hosts, go to the steward Shebna, who is master of the household, and say to him, what right do you have here? Who are your relatives here that you have cut out a tomb here for yourself, cutting a tomb on the height and carving a habitation for yourself in the rock? The Lord is about to hurl you away violently, my fellow. He will seize firm hold on you, whirl you round and round, and throw you like a ball into a wide land where you shall die, and there your splendid chariots shall lie. Oh, you disgrace to your master's house! I will thrust you from your office, and you will be pulled down from your post. On that day, I will call my servant Eliakim, son of Hilkiah, and will clothe him with your robe and bind your sash on him. I will commit your authority to his hand, and he shall be a father to the inhabitants of Jerusalem and to the house of Judah. I will place on his shoulder the key of the house of David. He shall open, and no one shall shut. He shall shut, and no one shall open. I will fasten him like a peg in a secure place, and he will become a throne of honor to his ancestral house. And they will hang on him the whole weight of his ancestral house, the offspring, and issue every small vessel, from the cups to all the flagons. On that day, says the Lord of hosts, the peg that was fastened in a secure place will give way. It will be cut down and fall, and the load that was on it will perish. For the Lord has spoken. Jesus, we thank you for your word today. Thank you for your presence. Thank you for your comfort. Thank you that when the weight of the world just gets so heavy, we can lay it at your feet. Holy Spirit, would you come and comfort all those that need comfort? Would you lift the heaviness, lift our heads? And while it is right to show compassion to those around the world suffering, And while it is right that we grieve and we sit and we mourn with those that are mourning, God, I pray that we would know, we would use wisdom to say, I need a break. My heart is heavy. My mind is heavy. I need the heaviness to lift. I need to breathe. And may we do so. Thank you for your breath that breathes new life into us. We need that every day. Thank you for this daily bread here in this space. We love you. We worship you. We give you thanks and praise. Even in the heaviness, God, we give you thanks and praise for all that you have done for us and for who you are, for being God. And there is none beside you. There is none above you. And you alone are to be praised. I pray this in the name of the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit. Amen. Daily Audio Bible, that is home base. That's the website. That's the free app. You can take a look around. If you would like to partner with us, thank you so much to each and every one of you. For each and every partnership, we could not do this without you. It's the summer months, and we're still here. I want to be on a beach somewhere, but we're still here. And we are so grateful that we do not have to be in this alone. If you want to give through mail, DAB PO Box 1996, Spring Hill, Tennessee 37174. Or you can utilize the app. Hit the give icon up at the top right-hand corner. And lastly, look for the give icon on the website. If you need prayer, if you'd like to pray for someone that's previously called in, if you would like to share what you believe God has answered prayer through the prayers of this community, the number for chronological, 800-583-2164. Or again, utilizing the app, hit the red circle hotline button up at the top mid-ish section. You have 2 minutes. Did I already say that? 2 minutes on the prayer line. When you are finished, if you're utilizing the app, hit submit and then take your little finger, turn that little wheel over to chronological. If you would like to reach out to a fellow dabber, if you would like to share life updates, we ask that you use our social media platforms for that. Look for Daily Audio Bible Official on most of your social media platforms. That's it for me today. I'm Jill. I love you all. I'll be here tomorrow, Lord willing. The creek don't rise and the sun doesn't burn us all up. Until tomorrow, love one another.
I would like to ask for prayer for my husband, Don, who had a heart attack 2 weeks ago and had to have a stent put in. I would just like to ask for prayer for healing and that he will be able to go back to his normal activities and have the rest of a good life. In Jesus' name I pray. And I would also like to ask for prayer for my family, my children and grandchildren. In Jesus' name I pray, amen.
Hi, the Daily Audio Bible Chronological Community. I'm a longtime listener, first-time caller for a prayer request, and I am calling for my cousin Genevieve. She is almost 16 years old. She just found out that she has a rare form of leukemia, and it is attacking her body very strongly at this time. It has even cut off her airway, but they were able to get her breathing again. They've already started her treatment, but they say that the next 2 weeks is the most critical for her. If she can get through these next few weeks, then she most likely will be able to be cured from this. But we know God has all the power and the true curing ability. If you all could lift her up in prayer, our whole family would greatly appreciate it. Thank you so much. And I pray for you all every day.
Hello, DABC family. This is Diana from Florida, and I want to lift up Kerrville, Texas, whom has experienced the flash flood. The past few days have been brutal for first responders out there trying to locate not just the 23 girls from the missing Christian camp, but also other people whom were out there. Dear God, we lift up Kerrville into your hands. God, there is so much devastation due to this flood that occurred on July 4th. Father, and I just pray in the name of Jesus that you would do a mighty miracle in locating all of the people that have been lost to this flood and reuniting those young people with their families, the young girls with their families, even adults and all kind of ages alike, reuniting them with their families, whether deceased or alive. Oh, dear God, it's hard. I can't even imagine the feeling of despair. I pray that you comfort all these families, Lord, whom are missing. Family members, Lord God, bring them comfort. Bring them peace. Bring them ease in this situation, Lord God. And Lord, that in the name of Jesus, they would be reunited, whether deceased or alive. We would want them to be alive, but we are trusting either way that you would reunite them. That they would be found, that they would be located. Lord, I pray for the first responders. Give them strength. Give them courage. Give them wisdom, Lord God. Give them supernatural revelation to locate all of these people, God, in the name of Jesus. Thank you.
Hello, DABC community. This is Daughter of the Most High God. Today is July 13th. I'm calling from London, UK. Just asking for prayer. It's been a tough year and a bit. Asking for prayers. A lot's been happening individually and as a family. All happening at the same time. I know this community is fire in prayer. That's why I'm bringing it to this community, so people can join me in faith and just praying to God for provision. I've been unemployed for over a year. It's been really hard. Anything's happening. This family, my dad's lost a lot of weight due to stress and anxiety over a case that's going on, dealing with nuisance neighbors. Yes, plural, nuisance neighbors. Just a lot's been happening all at once. Asking for you to please help me to continue to stay looking to God, looking to Jesus, and for breakthrough financially for this family and his supernatural protection and just so many things that I thought would be, it hasn't happened, that I thought would have happened by this time. I thank you, community. Again, this is Daughter of the Most High God. Blessings. Stay blessed.